Answers Magazine, Volume 12.3, page 45. Bible and Culture Quick Takes. The New Extremists. If you call yourself a Christian, you are an extremist. At least that's what many Americans think, according to a recent study by the Barna Group, an evangelical research organization that decided to examine public opinion on faith and Christianity. The terms extremist and radical Islam often go hand in hand. From 9/11 to the San Bernardino and Paris attacks, the past two decades have seen gruesome evidence of the dangers of religious fanaticism. According to the study, 3/4 of American adults believe being religiously extreme is a threat to society. But why would anyone put Christianity in this category? The Barna study found 45% of American atheists, agnostics, and others who have no traditional religious affiliation agree that Christianity is extreme, the same description they used for Islam. Even more troubling, only 14% of this group strongly disagree with this characterization. The researchers asked U.S. adults what they would consider extreme in a list of 20 different activities and beliefs. A majority believes attempting to convert others to their faith, 60%, and praying out loud in public for a stranger, 52%, are somewhat extreme or very extreme. A number of people even believe that simply reading the Bible silently in a public place, 11%, attending church weekly, 7%, and tithing, 18%, are extreme. David Kinnaman, president of Barna and the director of this research project, says these results reveal that secularist success in removing faith, especially Christian faith, from the public domain has created a new normal in the United States. This fact explains why millions of devout Christians are experiencing such frustration and concern. This is most significantly felt when it comes to social views, such as evangelicals' conviction on same-sex relationships, Kinnaman says. However, the perception of social extremism also applies to many other beliefs and practices, including missions work. While the results of this survey may seem alarming, they should not surprise us. Christ warned his followers that they would face opposition and even be hated, John chapter 15, verse 18. Yet his command remains undimmed. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
Destabilizing the family. As cohabitation becomes more common in societies around the world, children are suffering. After gathering data from 100 countries, the Conservative Institute for Family Studies concludes that children born to cohabiting couples experience more instability than children born to married couples, especially in the earlier years of life. The report found most unmarried parents split up before their child turns 12. This creates more instability and frequently leads to serious behavioral problems. Not surprisingly, God's institution of marriage is best for kids, which we can observe in statistically measurable ways. Children who live in homes with both their mother and their father have more stable childhoods and are more likely to grow into stable, productive adults, the study found. For decades, Western cultures have been openly dismissing God's original plan for the family. Now, research supports the wisdom of what God's Word has said all along. His ways are best for everyone, including the children and the stability of society as a whole.
Unholy matrimony. At the same time that marriage between men and women is on the decline, an increasing number of women are choosing a bizarre new option. With a click of a mouse, women around the world can choose wedding invitations, a dress, a registry, and even an engagement ring to say yes to themselves. Rebecca Traister, author of All the Single Ladies, Unmarried Women and the Rise of an Independent Nation, spells out the motive behind this trend. Although a woman won't get any tax breaks for marrying herself, she has an opportunity to rebuke tradition. We're set up as a culture to treat marriage as the most exciting thing you'll ever do in your life, Rebecca says. But if you marry yourself, you can say, my life is just as meaningful as the life of a person who happens to be getting married. People like Rebecca, who promote self-marriage, are not simply rebuking tradition. They are trumpeting contempt for God's design, spelled out in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, when he created the most fundamental of human institutions. Sadly, as women vow to themselves that they will put their own wants and needs above everyone else's, they are depriving themselves of real fulfillment. Whether single or married, male or female, we will find true fulfillment only in Christ and in serving others in His name.
A call to unity. 500 years ago, during the Reformation, largely credited to Martin Luther, masses of Christians rose up to defend the final authority of God's Word above man's views. In some cases, they gave their lives for this belief. Now, leaders in England's main Protestant denomination are calling on Christians to repent for their historical divisions and come together, regardless of their conflicting views about the Bible's authority. A statement released by the two leading figures in the Church of England, the Archbishops of Canterbury and York, Justin Welby and John Sentamu, calls on all sides to put down their arms and place the emphasis back on simple trust in Christ, setting aside the debate over the final authority of His Word. The statement says, "Remembering the Reformation should bring us back to what the Reformers wanted to put at the center of every person's life, which is a simple trust in Jesus Christ. This year is a time to renew our faith in Christ and in Him alone." To achieve this goal, the Church of England plans to share in many events with other denominations to promote unity. However, no word was said about Scripture alone, the final authority of God's Word, which was a rallying cry of the Reformers. The archbishops lament the persecution and killing that took place during the Reformation in the name of theological disagreement. That truly was a great tragedy. However, unity at the expense of truth is not true Christian unity. Luther's famous 95 Theses criticized religious rituals that encourage sinners to put their faith in institutions and tradition rather than in the Word of Jesus Christ, the only Savior. We are called to unity based upon truth for the sake of the gospel, not unity for the sake of unity.